Hey, welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 25. If that were in pennies, then I'd have a quarter, which I guess isn't that much, but in terms of 15-minute podcasts, it's quite a lot. Thank you all for sticking it with me, and yeah, welcome. Today, we're going to be having the breakfast food episode. Now, I realize that some people don't eat breakfast. One, this is a mistake. You should eat breakfast. I know that some people get less hungry than others, but it's really important to have food right when you wake up, or really close to when you wake up. Because, you know, you've spent a long time not having food while you were sleeping, unless you slept for like 3 hours, in which case that's an entirely different problem. So this is going to be one for mostly people who do eat breakfast, and I'm just going to sprinkle in that you should eat breakfast if you don't, because it's just healthy to have more. I believe, at least this is what I think, it's more healthy to have smaller meals, more smaller meals throughout the day, and it's healthy to have something when you just wake up. Very healthy to brush your teeth. Make sure you do that. So you know, let's just get right into it. The first breakfast food I want to cover is the common pancake, okay? Pancakes are absolutely wonderful, just sort of like discs of fluff. They should be discs of fluff if they're not. I really like pancakes. They're quite versatile. I think I like waffles a little more, and waffles hold a shape better if you want to pick them up. So pancake sandwiches are not nearly as optimal as waffle sandwiches are. But you know what? That's okay. You don't need to be optimal sometimes. Because cold leftover pancakes making a peanut butter sandwich is weirdly good. And if you have a peanut allergy, just make like, I don't know, almond butter sandwich. Make a sun butter. My school serves sun butter. And like, it's always served sun butter. And I don't know what sun butter actually is. Like, I remember back in elementary school and junior high and whatever, they would just have sun butter and jelly. And I realized that it's because peanut allergies are, like, a thing. But I'm going to look up what sun butter is, because what is sun butter? Sunflower butter. Yo, it's made of sunflower seeds? Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, now I know. So, I can't talk. sun butter is actually made from sunflower seeds. That's really interesting to know. My grandma loves sunflower seeds, and she has a ton of allergies. There's not many things on the planet that she can eat, because she's allergic to wheat. But then she also got allergic to corn. She's allergic to dairy, to some meats, to some fruits and vegetables even. And she has a very long list of allergies that make ordering food from restaurants or just making things a little tricky sometimes. But luckily, she's found some things that she really likes to eat and that she can still eat and not feel sick. She even managed to find how to cook or bake brownies and these blondie bars and some other pastries. And she's found this like soy ice cream that she really likes. And all of it together just comes together to make it so that she actually has quite a few things that she can make, which she didn't even know about until my sister was born. Because when my sister was born, she had some allergies. I mean, we've discovered it more along the way. But when we found out my sister had allergies, my grandma, being the extremely sweet woman that she is, goes and searches everywhere to find food that my sister can eat and ends up finding a lot of stuff that she can eat as well. And because of my sister having allergies, I'm pretty sure she's much happier about her meal choices. And I think that's kind of neat. I mean, I wish my sister and her both didn't have allergies, but you know what? It's you work with the hand you're dealt. Speaking of my grandparents, my grandpa makes these pancakes, and I haven't stayed over there overnight in a little while, but I used to go over many Saturday nights and stay overnight. And when we got up in the morning, most of the time we'd have pancakes for breakfast that my grandpa would make. And they were very, very good, first of all. They were excellent pancakes. And I would eat a lot of them. I had this whole system where the first pancake I would eat dry, because I really liked, my grandpa used like bananas in them, and because of how they were cooked, they ended up being almost creamy. I don't know how really to explain it, but they were very, very good. And I liked eating it raw sometimes without syrup. I'm going to treat syrup as not being raw, I guess. You know what? It's fine. And then the second pancake, I would syrup. And the third pancake, I had this whole system. It was wonderful. My grandpa's pancakes, they're very good. My dad also sometimes makes pancakes, but they taste somewhat different. They're still very good, but it's just a different experience. And I found that finding how different people make their breakfast foods is really interesting. It's almost a cultural experience. And that, I think, is a beautiful thing. That's enough talk about pancakes. Let's get into waffles. First of all, the frozen waffle. You know, it's a staple. Your Eggos, your second brand, whatever, of waffles. Sometimes you gotta have some frozen waffles. You gotta be like, what is it, Eleven from Stranger Things? Yeah, she liked waffles a lot. I really like frozen waffles. I really do, actually. They're not as good as like the waffles you make in the waffle maker, but they're obviously. But I really enjoy frozen waffles. I can find no fault in them. And sometimes if I'm really feeling like a heathen, I'll just put it in the microwave. Now I'm just going to give you a moment to gasp. Like, hold on. I think that was the right one. I don't know. I've got soundboard. But you know, it's still good, so I don't even care. I'm shameless about this. Though it is so much better to put it in the oven. That's only when I'm really feeling in a rush or, you know, not feeling motivated. Some people would put it in a toaster, and I would do that if we owned a toaster. We used to have a toaster. I don't know what happened to it. It probably perished somehow. But then, of course, you've got the waffles in the waffle maker. And they're undoubtedly better than frozen waffles. The only problem is, you make one at a time. Pancakes are so much better if you're trying to serve a family. Because you can cook. My dad perfected this method. And my grandpa, actually. I think they both did. Where they could cook a minimum of 4 pancakes at a time. And I mean, the minimum zero, but they could cook 4 pancakes at a time, sometimes more, depending on the size of the pancakes. And they can make sure that my sister and I each had 2 pancakes to eat while they made more pancakes. And they would trade off who gets what pancakes, but pancakes are just optimal for mass serving. But there's another food that's optimal for mass serving, and that's French toast. French toast is a little different from pancakes or waffles, because waffles, you got a little bit of a crunch. Pancakes, you got that weird fluffiness. No, it's not weird. French toast is an entirely different beast, because you have your bread, and it's like cooked with eggs in it, so it ends up actually having protein, which is something that the waffles and pancakes don't do nearly as well. You have to put toppings on them if you want the protein. And French toast is meant to be eaten with a bunch of sugar and some syrup, and ends up, because of how it's supposed to be eaten, it ends up being less healthy, I think. But it's so good. I love French toast very much. Speaking of syrups, my mom and dad are in this eternal war, because my mom likes the pure maple syrups better, and my dad likes the Mrs. Butterworth's type beat. Or Aunt Jemima, or Aunt Maple, I think, was an off-brand thing we got once, or a few times. Aunt Maple is quite the character in our home. My dad had this whole theory going that Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth were related. And my mom heavily rebuked that theory. But you know what? It's still interesting to see the discourse behind it. If my mom listens to this episode, which she probably will, she'll probably start yet another argument over Aunt May or Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth not being related, which I'm honestly prepared for. So yeah, that's my take on syrups. Personally, I like the maple syrup better. It just tastes better. But Mrs. Butterworth's in that like cheap, sugary stuff. It's not bad, and it's just a different taste. And I just happen to like the pure maple syrup a little better. It's also a lot more expensive though, so you're probably not gonna buy that unless you actually really like the difference, which my mom does. So we buy it. besides, oh wait, no, there's one other thing I can cover with pancakes and waffles, the toppings on them. I put peanut butter on my waffles and I really enjoy it. And I put, sometimes I'll put butter on it, sometimes put jelly, and I basically treat them as extended pieces of bread, like bagels, except not like bagels, cause they're better than bagels. I'm sorry for all you bagel fans out there. But waffles are better than bagels. It's just how it has to be. Waffles or bagels, I think, are optimal for being just a straight up sandwich ingredient as a breakfast. But waffles, I really just enjoy. I don't enjoy just syrup waffles as much because I need that protein. I need those extra flavors. Sometimes I'll put chocolate chips on top of a waffle that's coated in peanut butter, and I make this peanut butter chocolate. It's this really cool thing. What my sister likes to do is align chocolate chips when she has two waffles on in like little smiley faces, and then she takes her waffles, one in each hand, like two waffles each with a face, and she goes, "Hey mom, look." My mom looks over and then puts on a face of abject horror, and it's like, "No, don't do it, no." And my sister goes, "Smash," and just slaps them together. And my mom is like, "No, how could you do that to them?" And it makes my sister laugh every time. It's a very good game that I really like to see played. I sadly have not decided to get into the waffle smashing game, but someday maybe I'll work up the bravery. There's a few other breakfast foods that are pretty good. Muffins, I think, muffins are pretty good. Yeah, they are what they are. Croissants are excellent. I love especially buttery croissants. Just something about how fluffy and like flaky they are. Wonderful. There's a dish called a kringle, and it's this like, it's kind of like a coffee cake, which coffee cakes are also amazing. Like fruit coffee cakes. I don't mess with those like pecan coffee cakes or weird ones, but I do love some of those coffee cakes. They're pretty great. Like you get a good raspberry or cherry coffee cake or whatever else. Kringles are like lighter than coffee cakes, and they're filled with more fruit, and you get a lot less breading, a lot more fruit flavor. And they also have like hazelnut ones as well. So I think they're pretty good. Donuts are wonderful, and I actually have one of the top donut restaurants in the country. Donut places in the country, only like a town away from my house. So sometimes I'll drive over there early in the morning, maybe with my dad or sister or something, and we'll pick up donuts for the family. And they're like really reasonable prices too. It's excellent. It's actually kind of spoiled me a little because now I can't eat like Dunkin' Donuts because I'm like, I'm just missing out. I can't eat those Entenmann's or whatever they are, cheap waxy donuts that are like, that just taste super cheap. I love those things as well. Though we are at the half hour mark, and I think it's about time to say the song that's been on my mind all episode. Woo! Yeah. And this one's actually going to be Up to No Good by the Hoosiers. Yeah, I like it. I don't really have much to say about it. I just like it. So I have to use the comedy button because I haven't yet. Thank you. And that'll be all for today. Good.